Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 18, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. To begin our call, I'm going to go out to Oklahoma City and to More Success Team Executive Director, Ms. Lynn Harden, who has some special associate recognition tonight. Lynn, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Randy. And I just want to introduce Ed Wendell. He is working his way up the ladder, and he has qualified for group school, and today was his first group by himself. And Ed, do you want to tell him what happened?
Well, it was a great morning. I got up early this morning, and I had a 7:30 appointment. There were supposed to be 10 truck drivers there. There was only 7, and the Lord blessed me, and I sold all seven of them, the super CDL piece. All you new associates out there, this is the best opportunity that I've ever seen. And for $99, you can be in business for yourself, and we have the best products that everybody needs. And I thank you, Lynn, for helping me with my presentation and all you do for me.
Well, thank you. And Randy, thanks for everything.
Well, you're welcome, yep. Lynn and Ed. I'm very, very proud of you. We've talked on several occasions. You're doing an outstanding job, and I know you'll be a next executive director on our More Success team. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Randy. You've sure been a lot of help.
You bet. Now to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum Four executive director, and the leader of our More Success team, none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad?
Right here, Randy, and proud to be here. I'd like to tell the people that every day now it seems like I get stronger and everything, and I'm really back in the office more than I was, and some days I don't make it because of circumstances, but I'm really doing a lot better than I was. I just want to tell the team thank you for praying for me, and I want to congratulate Ed. What an outstanding testimony that was. Ed, congratulations. I like to hear that. Now, Randy, this next gentleman is a $300,000 ring earner. Woo! Millionaire Club member, 9,000 personal production, platinum jacket earner, regional manager, and sits on the Platinum Council. He's been with Legal Shield since 1996. He's learned that hard work and perseverance has been the key to his success. He and his wife, Samantha, have two beautiful children and have been the highlights of their life. He enjoys the time, freedom, Legal Shield, and he participates 100% with his children's lives. There's a lot of people getting to do that because of our company. He's very excited about his goals and dreams for the future with Legal Shield and his family, no other than our friend, Mr. Thomas Owen.
Oh, thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate you guys having me on the call. It's really, I mean, Mr. Moore is always, as you guys know, is one of the icons in our business, and I say that not because I've been told that. It's because even though I'm not part of his organization, he's always encouraged me and always been a light. He's been one of the ones out there in front for all of us to follow. So I really appreciate you having me on the call tonight. And I think, you know, I kind of thought about what I was going to say, and it's interesting, because this is my 21st year. Actually, the end of this month will be 21 years, and I was thinking back about when I first got introduced, and really kind of my story is, I don't know if it's typical anymore, but it was a college kid with a cassette and a brochure that was the thing that introduced me. Now, my prior background, I had been a small business owner, but the business I had right before, or that I was trying to get into, right before this college kid came up to me, was the one business that didn't work. And I was actually flat broke, and I had spent all my savings and had sold the trucks and the cars and the stock and the art, and I was actually living back in back in the house that I grew up in, down in the basement in the room I grew up in at my mother's house. And I was, you know, I really didn't know what I was going to do. And so a college kid knew that I'd always, you know, wanted to do my own businesses. And so he gave me a cassette and a brochure. And I didn't listen to it. And I didn't listen to it because I had never been in a network marketing company. So I didn't know anything about how that worked. I'd never, people had talked to me about it, but I'd never done it. So I just wasn't interested because I was, you know, I was used to having more traditional type opportunities. I did give that information, though, to a mentor of mine. And that mentor is Bob O'Brien, who actually was at one time was the chief financial officer of the biggest hospital here in Wichita. And a few days later, he called me back, and he wanted some more information. And he says, well, Thomas, I need some more information on prepaid legal, Legal Shield as it is today. And I said, Bob, I'm not going to do that. I said, Bob, I can build anything. I just need an opportunity. He said, no, give me some information. And I got him some. And unbeknownst to me, I only found this out about 5 or 6 years ago, he had called down to Ada to the hospital to see if this was a real deal or not. And evidently the hospital administrator there told him it was a real deal. And he convinced me to do it. And, you know, once I heard what the membership did, which that wasn't until I finally called Brad back. He was a college kid, like I say. Called Brad back, and Brad and his uncle, who'd gotten him in, they sat down. And when I saw the membership, that's what really kind of started to pique my interest more. So I got in. I paid my money. I got in. At the time, there wasn't much training. They didn't know too much. They hadn't been in very long. So I just went out trying to market memberships. That's all I knew to do. And I sold some my first month. I think I sold 5 or maybe 10 to family and friends. And that was really, you know, and I remember selling the first one and waiting for that check because I, you know, waiting to make sure they were going to pay me. And once they sold me that one, I kept going. And, you know, so I continued selling memberships. I actually got into, there was a training that was going to be in Kansas City. And I went to that training, and that's where I actually learned about the group market, which I'd never been in sales. And so I went to that training, and I think one of the blessings, as I look back, is that I didn't know anything. So whenever I would go to a training that we have, and they tell me, do this, I would do exactly what they told me, and I did that coming out of that training and was able to start doing some group business, which was a great thing because that made me some income and kind of made me a believer. Well, once I got down the road a couple of years, I figured out, I went to a convention. And it was actually my second convention. My first one I didn't say, but the second convention. And Brenda Anderson and I were standing over, and she was all kinds of upset. And I didn't know her. I didn't know anyone really in the business, but she was all kinds of upset. And I was like, well, what are you all fired up about? And she says, you see those people? I was like, yeah, what's this whole Tux thing about? Where are they going? And she explained to me that those were the executive directors going to the ED banquet. And she felt like she should be there. And, you know, and I was like, well, I should be there too. Well, the next thing I know, at the following event, Brenda Anderson was there. And so I asked her. And she talked about having a team. And so even though I'd been able to make money just selling memberships, I realized that the top income earners in our business had a team. And they, you know, and so I, you know, I started making some efforts at that. And as I was going through, you know, trying to figure out how to do that, I did build myself up to the six-figure ring. And the young college kid, and I want to make sure I tell this story, the young college kid that got me in, I saw Brad probably after I'd been in 10 years, and I saw him at a friend's house in Kansas City. Our friend Brian was having a get-together, and Brad comes over, and he says, well, hey, Thomas, what are you doing these days? And I said, well, I'm doing prepaid legal shield. And he says, you mean that thing? Because, see, Brad had dropped out 3 months after I'd gotten in. And he says, you're doing that thing? And I said, yeah. And the thing I got you in? And then I saw him. He went over to Brian. I saw him go over on the other side of the pool to talk to Brian. And he comes back, and he's like, Brian says, you're, like, killing it. And he says, well, how much would I be making if I'd have stayed in? And I said, well, Brian, I mean, I don't know, maybe an extra $30,000 a year. And he looked at me, and he walked away, and Brad hasn't talked to me since. So one thing you want to remember is you don't want to be Brad. Kind of to go on with my story, you know, the business for me and for my family actually has been really good. And in 2014, because I did start building a team, and you know, in building a team, for me, it wasn't just bringing people in. It was not only bringing people in, but showing them what to do and how to do it, and teaching them to have success, taking them by the hand. And one of the reasons I've been that way, and I've been that way with anybody that's willing to work, is when I got started, there really wasn't a hand to grab. Okay, but fortunately, I did learn that, and I learned how to work with people. And in 2014, you know, we were just rocking along well. Business is going great. And in March of that year, my wife went in for just a routine exam, only for us to find out that she had breast cancer. And for anyone that's ever had a family member that has cancer, you know that just turns your world completely upside down. And so, you know, they cut it out. It was on the side. They were able to get to it. But we still had to go through the radiation and the chemo and all the emotions and everything that goes along with that. And then, lo and behold, in August of that same year, we found out that my mother had a rare form of uterine cancer. And so I moved one of my sisters home from California to help take care of her. We made a couple trips to MD Anderson. There really wasn't anything they could do. And she actually passed away, by November of that same year. So 2014 was probably, I would say it may have been the toughest year of my life. The great thing about being a part of this company and building a team was that my income actually increased. And I guarantee you, during that year, I was with my wife at all her appointments. We still had two young kids that had to do all of their stuff. And then once my mother got sick, I was down at MD Anderson and going through all of that. And for me to wake up and see that my income had actually grown because I put a team in place. And that team kept going even though I wasn't able to work for most of that year. So the thing that I really want people to understand is, one, you have to learn how to do this, okay? Whether you're marketing memberships to individuals, whether you're marketing memberships to groups, and then you have to teach others, okay? Because that's where the leverage comes in. That's where, you know, when I saw all the people with all the rings and all the levels, even though I could sell more memberships than they could, they made more income, and they were able to attain more of their goals. And like I say, lucky for me, when our family went through that, I was able to take the time to be the son that I always wanted to be and to be the husband I always wanted to be, and be there for my family. So, and without my, you know, normally if you take off almost a whole year, your income would go down. I don't know if there's many places where your income would go up. In working with the people I work with, I'll tell one more quick story. I'm a storyteller, Ken. I don't know if you knew that. But one more quick story. I had a couple of, a gentleman come out, come in the business, and they wanted to get started with us. And they live about 6 hours from me. They live on the Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado border. And they got in the business, and they actually weren't frontline to me. Okay, but the other person that brought them in hadn't been in as long as I had. And so they had some warm contacts, and I told them, I said, guys, let me come out and work with you. And so I went out on my dime, and I went and worked with them, and we made them, I mean, we sold, I don't know, we ended up selling probably 20 or 30 memberships over about a four-day period for those guys. And the thing that happened, and the thing that I'm you know, so grateful about, and that you guys, you know, the feeling that you get when you help someone and to find out and learn about them, because they're both older than me, and they had been in several companies. And the companies had never done what they told them they were going to do. And I don't know if any of you guys are like that. But we had told them that they were going to get car bonuses. I told them if they sell the memberships right, they'll get renewals. We'll go on trips. Well, sure enough, those two guys, and they're both in their mid-60s, for the first time in their lives, they were able to go on vacations. I mean, I think we went to Hawaii, and then they've been to Mexico and Jamaica. They've been able to go on all these trips. They get their car bonus. Now, they're not big sellers, but they have done it consistently month after month. They've always qualified Performance Club and always, you know, continued to sell. And they've been in 5 years now. And a year and a half, a year ago, they went as earned. And I think Larry's making about $3,700 a month as earned. And Ron's making about $2,600 as earned. And it's just because they sold the membership right. They did it consistently, and they tell me all the time. They you know, we always hug whenever we see each other, and Larry's kind of rough, but they always hug me, and they tell me how much they love me and that they'll follow me anywhere. And it's because I went out there and helped them, and that's what our business is about. I mean, one of the things that happened early on was some of the people I initially sold memberships to, they came up and told me in tears how much our membership had helped them. Well, Ron and Larry get tears in their eyes, a couple of gruff old 60-year-old guys from out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I actually stayed in a hotel that the name of the hotel, it's not the Hilton, but it'll do, out in a little town in western Nebraska. But those guys would follow me anywhere, and our company has delivered for them where no other company in their lifetime had. And I was able to be a part of that. And that's, you know, that's really, that excites me to see, you know, when I see that and I see all the people we help with the memberships, but to be able to provide a business opportunity for someone that has tried and tried and not been able to be successful in other things and to find success here. So as a leader, you have to take that person by the hand. I mean, when we did luncheons, I mean, I spent quite a bit of money helping those guys out initially. And when I say quite a bit, a few hundred dollars, okay, I had to get out there, I stayed in a hotel. I would often buy lunch, I'd buy lunch every day while I was with them. And all the memberships that we collected as we were selling them, I gave all those memberships to those guys. And, you know, the thing that I teach, and I've been a trainer for, I don't know, 17 years, a long time. And the thing that I continue to teach, which is the same thing I was taught by Catherine Wallen, is keeping it simple. And that's something I harp on with my guys continually, is that, okay, just because there's more things that you can show someone, that doesn't mean that's what you should do. I mean, you find a simple process and stick with it. As a leader, you can't jump around. You can't jump to the flavor of the day. You have, you know, in order for people to follow you, they have to be able to depend on what you say. I work with, or one of my workout partners is Alan Roman, and the thing that he says all the time, he says, Thomas, the same thing you were telling me 12 years ago, you still say the exact same thing today. Because nothing's really changed that much. The only thing that's changed is the opportunity's gotten bigger, right? But how we deliver the information and the tools that we use, I mean, I can remember back when we had a brick. And I remember when we had a little bitty CD disc. I mean, we've had all these tools. But the ability to sit down and talk to a family about how we can help them and getting to know them, about how our membership helps families, that's what our business is about, whether you're helping them with the membership or whether they're needing to make some extra money. And I think just keeping it kind of simple and along those lines, that's what I've continued to do. That's what I still preach, because once people understand that you care about them and about their situation, one, they'll listen, and two, they'll follow. So, Randy, Ken, I appreciate being on the call, and I don't know if there's any questions or anything, but thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome, Thomas. You've come a long ways. This is Randy, from living in the basement of your mom's home to making over $300,000 a year. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've got a few of our Millionaire Club members on. Maybe if you'd take a question or two, would that be okay?
Yeah, love to.
All right. Somebody that you know very well, let's go out to the state of Alabama and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thomas, always good to hear from you, man. And first of all, let me say happy birthday a day early. Someone told me that was happening tomorrow in your household.
And, yes, it is. You know, that means I'm getting older or you're getting older.
Well, we won't go there. How about that?
Okay.
I got one coming up next month, and I'm way ahead of you. So, you've done a great job, because I remember, you know, walking through some of those days with you when you were starting to work on direct salespeople, and how you've done a wonderful job and probably one of the most efficient jobs of being able to recruit B2B professionals, specifically in the broker space, and how you've done that over the last few years. But in light of that, and just for everybody on the call tonight, just touch briefly on the opportunities we have now based on the Equifax data breach and how it's opened up a lot of possibilities for us here at Legal Shield, whether you know, primarily a team builder or a B2B solutions provider.
You know, it's one of those things where we're going along, and it's like when you're doing the right thing, and I tell a couple guys, we're doing the right thing. It'll work. It'll happen. The doors will open. And something like this breach, one, we've been gaining momentum with what we do. But the breach just really lets people know in a big way. I mean, when you have half of America have their identity stolen, it lets people know in a big way, you're going to have some type of identity theft coverage. Okay, so that's a given. So you need to accept that that's a given, that people are going to have the coverage. The thing that I do, Randy, I take it for granted when I'm talking to, I'm sorry about that, Jerry, is I take it for granted that people, you know, that they know about it. So, you know, I may have one piece that says something about it. If I'm sitting down with someone, I may send out, I've sent out some emails with one of the pieces. You don't have to bombard them with the Equifax deal. I mean, if they're living and breathing, I mean, it's everywhere. So the big thing that I focus on, that I always focus on, is the fact of what our company does. What do we do different than everyone else? So rather than focusing on what they don't do, I always just focus on what we do do. And the fact that we're able to monitor for absolutely anything. It you know, whether it's a Social Security number, passport, checking accounts, credit cards, I mean, you name it, we monitor for it. And that's kind of how I say it. And I tell people all the time, because usually in what people normally think when they think of identity theft is something financial. And I explain to them that what's happened with the identity theft is the thieves have figured out that who you are is worth much more than how much you have. So they want your other information for all these different types of identity theft. And the thing that our service has that you won't find anywhere else is the fact that we have the licensed investigators that are going to work with you and or for you and do the restoration. Because it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. I mean, it's happened. Okay? And so I really focus on the restoration piece, because that's what separates us from everyone else.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thanks for sharing.
Sure, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, appreciate that. Let's go all the way across the country to Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Mr. Owens, always a pleasure. It's a pleasure spending a few minutes with you and leaders at all levels. And the question I have is, obviously, you've accomplished a great deal in legal field. You know, if you could touch on how you set goals and how that process really helped you to accomplish goals, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, it's kind of funny, because all I knew when I started was you put together a 5-year business plan. So even though I really didn't have a good grasp of how I was going to attain my goals, I actually put together a 5-year business plan. And now, I'm not suggesting this, but my 5-year business plan was how I could get to where I could make $1 million a year. And so I had worked out the numbers and so forth. And then, of course, along the way, so that business plan I put together 21 years ago is the business plan I'm actually able to do now. But along the way, I had to come up with other ways to put my goals together. And so what I would do is I would figure out, okay, how many personal sales do I need to make, okay? And this is even before I went for the 6-figure ring. I was like, okay, I need to make this many sales. And the number ended up being the number that I had to do to make ED. And so once I kind of got up and it's like, okay, I need to make 50 sales a month. And then my next thing was, well, I need to help at least 5 people on my team make 10 sales a month. And so that's kind of how I started. And once I kind of got in that rhythm, and I think that's one of the things, you know, get yourself a rhythm and get some momentum. And then the 6-figure ring came into focus. And at that point, I broke down, you know, how many sales did I need to make each month to get to that goal, and how many team sales did I have to have. And so I did that, I did that starting in September of 1 year, because I'd always made, 60 or 70 thousand. And in September of 1 year, I decided I'm going to get to the six-figure ring, and I took and broke down what did I need to do to make that happen by the end of the year. And so that was kind of a series of goals that I went through, and the company's done a great job at kind of giving us like the beginning levels with first you have to qualify, okay? You got to fast start qualify, and then making it to the manager level. So the company's got some inherent goals built in. Once I kind of got to that six figure level, which I was so blessed to finally get there. I was kind of slower than a lot of people. But once I did that, then I kind of could look back and I knew what I had to do, each year. And so that's when I started, putting it. If you come to my house, what you'll see is my goal sheet that I make up at the beginning of January every year. I was blessed that during a few years with Mr. Stonecipher, he had been to Wichita several times, and I would fax him, and some of you guys remember faxing with Mr. Stonecipher. I'd fax him my goals, and so I put down, now I start with an income goal, okay? I started with $1 million a year income goal, but I didn't start with an attainable, okay, income goal. Like my income goal for this year is actually $500,000, and that includes me personally selling 1,200, okay, and then my team sales making up the rest. And so I kind of break it out with an average of $20 override on everyone on my team, and then I have all of my different organizations laid out, and I have the people within those organizations that can help that particular team get to their goal that I have for them, okay? And part of that is going to talk to that person and finding out what their goals are, because if that person's goals that person's goals are what they are, and if they only make 20, their goals to make 20 or 25 sales a month, or their team, then that lets me know in that particular organization, I need to plug into someone else and find out what their goals are until I can get that number to where it is that I have on my sheet. Okay, so working with the team gets it's a little trickier. Fortunately, with some of my sales teams, they outsell me now, and I've been looking for that for years to find people on my team that could outsell me. But that's kind of how I've gone about it, and like I say, my goal this year is $500,000, and I've worked it back as to, how many sales, how many groups, and how many sales from my different organizations, or how many organizations I need to have how many sales.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you, Damien. Appreciate that. And Thomas, I really do appreciate you sharing your story with our team tonight. And of course, your training was incredible. Always great to see you on stage. You just do an awesome job. And I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and what you mean to Legal Shield.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy. And Ken, appreciate you tracking me down.
Well, Thomas, I tell you, I just got one negative, and that's I just hate to be as old as you and Jimmy. I'll only be 82 my birthday, so.
Well, I'll be 55 in the morning. And, Ken, I've always been old in spirit. Do you recall the few mornings at 5 a.m. at convention, there'd only be three of us walking around about that time?
And you and Harlan.
It'd be the three of
us. You got, but we've had some good times, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Since I started my 34th year.
Wow.
You know what? You're talking about how you know how ill I've been, but I've never had to worry about a paycheck through all my sickness and everything else. It's always been there. And many times it's gone up, like you said. So it's a great company. We got to thank God for it. I always tell my people, put God first. God first, Legal Shield second, and family third, and just keep it that way and keep it 110%. Thank you so much, Thomas, for being our friend, and thank you for an outstanding job tonight. We appreciate it. Happy birthday tomorrow, and you and your family. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Now, folks, I guess it's time to close it for another week, but remember, God, Legal Shield, family. God, family, Legal Shield. I got it out of order, didn't I? Don't get it out of order like I did. But I appreciate all y'all. I love you, and thank you for being on the call tonight. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.